The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. We're just going to go with it. Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, and today is Tuesday, January the 24th, 2017. And I just want to thank you all for joining us for today's show. Very, very important show. And before we get into that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there you will see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the donation icon that's there in green with the holding hands. You can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network continues to grow. Please make sure that you do that so this network can do just that. Also, just underneath that, you will see BTR Community. That's BTR Community, or you can go to www.btrcommunity. And that is a social media network that BTR Community has, I mean, Black Talk Radio Network has put together for your social media activities. You can go there without having to worry about your identity being sold to the highest bidder, being adversely affected by what you post, what you comment on, what you're promoting, and things of that nature. You can do it in a more sincere way without having the overall adversities of you being affected because of those things. And a lot of us don't realize through the mainstream media outlets and networks, the social media networks, so that's exactly what they're doing. So you could do that for only $24 a month with BTR, and that's BTR Community, and it's a social media network. Do all of your social media with a network that was created for your demographics, for you, and for your overall likeness, and to resonate in the way that is in your best interest, your family's best interest, and our community's best interest. And so you could do that at BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money or to save in real money, because most of you are, as well of us, I would say not only most of you, but myself included, we're not paid a king's wage or a ladies and a gentleman's wage. Everyone you know pretty much, and I know, unless there may be some exceptions to the rule, but very, very few are paid a king's wage or a queen's wage, which is gold. And very few are paid even less are paid a ladies and a gentleman's wage that is silver. Everyone that you know and I know is paid the wage of a slave, which is debt. And you can transfer that into real savings, your debt payment into our slave wages, into what a true king and queen and a lady and a gentleman, you can save as them. And you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y MINT.com, Prosperity Mint, and you can acquire and use your overall cash and convert it into real money. And that is going to be so, so important. There are going to be some very huge surprises in the coming future, and that is going to be around assets. It's going to be an asset-based one, and the assets that you have available to you now will not be available to you at the overall at the availability or at the medium of exchange or the transfer rate that you have now. Your cash that you use now, it will not be able to purchase assets the way that it will be in the future because of events that I definitely see that are going to be sprung upon us immediately. Things are going to change drastically, and they're going to change overnight. And those that are prepared will have – that's why, you know, let me just say this. It's very, very important that you see what's coming and prepare for it beforehand. The key to preparing is to preparing when nothing is adversely affecting you on a large scale or intermediately or immediately. Once you pass that threshold, it is too late to prepare. Now if you fall into the response to what has happened, you prepare when nothing is happening. You prepare for a storm when the sun is shining. You don't prepare for a storm once the levees have been blown and the water is rising. Now you have to respond. So put yourself in we will talk about this. There are going to be some major, major, major surprises, and I'm going to lay out why I say that, and then it's up to you to make that decision on how you're going to prepare for it. One thing I will say, you know, yesterday, before we get going, big ups to my man Sharif. I forgot to mention you yesterday. My man, the VP, asked a great question yesterday about what, you know, for people that are on a limited budget and everything else, what are some of the things that they should be doing? And he also asked about repatriating or leaving the country and everything else. Great, great, super question. And I wanted to add something to that today. It's in my opinion, it's well worth you looking at what you can do and not focusing so much on what you can't do. What you can't do, you have to look at with great reason. You have to look at with great reason. But what you really have to do is develop what you can do. That's where your energy should be. And regardless of where you are economically, socially, or wherever, look at what you can do. I care more about that. And you'll be surprised at how much you will be able to accomplish. Be very aware of and look at what some of the things that the challenges are, or the things that you're not as well at, or a position or leverage that you don't have, but don't focus on that. Look at it with great reason, but respond to everything by what you can do, and you'll find out something. You are far more remarkable, and you're the miracle worker that many pray about. So definitely wanted to just say that. So with that being said, I wanted to jump into today's show, and we'll jump into what's in the news. And my man Scotty, before we do that, my man Scotty, we were talking just before we jumped off, just before we came on air. Scotty, if you could bring yourself up real quick. Scotty had a comment and a question that was really, really good and pointed, especially for what we're going to be seeing. There are things that are going to start to flow in a way, and they're doing that because there's an agenda, and their gates are going to be open in so many different ways like never before, and we have to have a great, great response to it. So my man Scotty had a question. Scotty, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it's more of a comment, but thank you, Dave, for giving me this time to speak on this. But going back to yesterday's program, it was talked about the deregulation that is said to be coming down the pipe. I think it was the figure quoted was like 75% that they were going to try to get rid of the 75% of federal regulations. And while that can have a negative impact, at the same time, we need to be watching to see what we can take advantage of and how we can position ourselves, as you always say, in a position of advantage. And so being that, you know, I feel in the mission of Black Talk Media Project, we feel that mass communications is very important. And so a person shared with me this bill that just passed Congress. It has not been signed into law, but it did pass. It's H.R. 555, the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2017. This is, I'm just read a brief excerpt from the bill itself. To direct the Federal Communications Commission to amend its rules so as to prohibit the application to amateur stations of certain private land use restrictions and for other purposes. Now, I'm going to study this bill more in depth. I'm also sending it to a friend of mine who's been in the radio industry for 30 plus years, and he now operates a FCC licensed low power FM community radio station down there in Orlando. So shout out to Paul Porter, but I'm going to be sending this to him so I can get his analysis. But what is amateur radio? That should be the question that popped into your mind. Amateur radio is not what we're doing through the Black Talk Radio Network. This is digital radio, also known as internet radio, which is not regulated at all by the federal government. But amateur radio is also ham radios, and ham radios are like, some people do it as a hobby and others do it as a service so that they can give advance, you know, warning of something that's happening in case, like, say, the system goes down or there's an EMP and it knocks out the mass communications. But you might have your ham radio, an extra one that's in a Faraday cage, and electronics are protected. And so I feel like this is very important because the restrictions, again, if you wanted to operate, let's say, a ham radio service in your home, where your home has to be in the right zoning for that. And so you couldn't do it from your home. You had to do it in whatever the proper zone they have designated in your area. So what this does is lift that prohibition, and now you can't operate these radios from your home. So I see that as good deregulation. But again, we do need to pay attention to what's coming down the pipe for the stuff that could adversely affect us, but at the same time, looking out for what we can take advantage of. Thank you, Dave. I think you're on mute, Dave. I don't hear you. Dave, you might be on mute. We're not able to hear you.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was. I was steady talking. I was basically saying, yes, what Scotty is talking about is just like what we talk about. It's once a crisis happens, there's going to be opportunities that we have to leverage to our advantage within that overall crisis. And with this overall direction, the deregulation, you need to know these things because there will be leverage that you can use as a beneficial tool and method for your objective. Very, very, very important. We have to know all of these things. And it's really, especially now, I like to say that there's going to be different floodgates of opportunities that are going to come out now, which is good, which is absolutely good. But the thing is that we have to know how to use them to our advantage. Very, very, very important. And also, what happens is that what the system usually will do is that they will give you something, and their real intent is for something else to adversely affect you even more. And this is why we have to know all of these things. This is why it's important for us to engage in these conversations, to know these things, to have these relationships, so that we can pick apart and we can look at and we can cipher and discern what's in our best interest and use that appropriately as leverage. Because leverage is great when it works for you, it's not great when it works against you. So these are another opportunity. And some of the deregulation that's going to happen is very good, like with doctors. Some of them, you know, doctors were highly regulated in certain fields where they couldn't do simple things as contact a client or a patient, and you know, but that'll be, but what also is going to have to happen is that I have, and we always stay here, remember, they give you the letter of the law. They do not uphold your inalienable abilities. They govern. So with all of this, they're going to give you all of the good reasons why take advantage of, but you need to know what the real intent that they're going to also use as well, because if you know, you can better prepare yourself for that advent or that event to happen. And that's very, very important. This is why, you know, here on Black Talk Radio Network, and particularly Tando, I only try to stay within a certain realm. I try, and sometimes we get off. I try to stay in a realm where we are looking at things that we can use in some advance, an advance warning of some things that are possibly happening. It doesn't matter if they happen or they don't happen. If they don't happen, we don't lose anything. But when they do happen and we don't prepare for things, you have the opportunity to lose everything. Which is greater? Of course, not being prepared. So I appreciate, and this is what we need to decipher, whatever, and I put it this way, the best thing that we can do, because there's so much that's going to be deregulated, whatever your field of expertise is, you should be engaging and finding out, or whatever your interest level is, find out what is happening so that you can prepare, your family can prepare, and then you can bring it back to us community-wise, and we can prepare. That's critical. It's critical because there's only so many, you know, it's, if all of us are working collectively together, the momentum that we build and move forward with changes the world. It changes the quality of life. It changes the standard of living. It changes the geopolitical. It changes the economics. It changes the medical. It changes everything. Why is that so important? Because it's momentum that those that have subjugated and enslaved the population, it was momentum that they created this paradigm that we live in. So it's up to us to do and create the heaven that we want to live in, because it's yours. It depends on who wants it more, who's more committed to it. That's very, very important. So I would say all of the Tando Radio Show listeners, start developing your expertise in things and bring it back to us all so we can share it. Man, now we're really creating some momentum. We have become our own solution. And we can become the solutions to everything. There is no handicapping, and there is no umbilical cord that is needed for us to survive by way of the system. But the momentum has created that paradigm, that environment. So let's break it. Let's clear the air and bring in new weather. So that's very, very important. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. Give me 1 second. What's in the news? Here we go. Hope I didn't. 1 second. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I had posted a bunch of stuff, and I don't think it got... Let me see here. Hold on.
Dave, while you do that, okay. While you try to recover, let me also... add to what I just said.
Thanks, Daddy.
One of the things that could adversely affect us and primarily Black Talk Radio is this guy that they are nominating to become the next FCC chairman.
Oh, the FCC dude, the new FCC chairman? Oh, yeah, so true, Scotty. I thought about that today when I was reading it. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, because he is against what is known as, and the term escapes me, but it has to do with a free and open internet. Okay, net neutrality rules. He's against net neutrality rules. What does net neutrality mean? What do those rules mean? It means, like, for example, you have your internet service through Verizon, or you have your internet service through AT&T. And so, like, I just read about Jay-Z and Tidal, Jay-Z, who is the founder of Tidal Music streaming service, making a deal with Sprint to where that his content will be offered over Sprint's network as some kind of, you know, exclusive content. Now, this is what they could do. If we don't pay, they could start charging content providers. Black Talk Radio Network is a content provider. They could be like, okay, if you want people to have easy access to your website, you know, want it to load up fast or whatnot, then you're going to have to pay us a fee on our network, okay, whether that's AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, however people connecting to the internet. So then if we can't afford to pay that fee, then guess what? You'll try to pull up Black Talk Radio Network, and it'll just be loading, 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 loading. And then how long you gonna sit there and wait for the website to load? And what if it do that for every page you try to access? You know, it might take you 20 minutes to access two pages if you get access at all. So that could adversely affect us. This guy, he has an Indian name. He is against net neutrality, meaning that he would like to allow these corporations to charge people fees or charge platforms like ours fees in order for our platforms to load, you know, fast in when somebody's trying to pull it up on their networks. So that's something I'm watching too, Dave.
Yeah, and let me tell you, why is that so important? See, what happens is that this is how you can start to censor and get rid of what? All alternative media outlets. It's a charade, it's a game, and we have to understand how this is being played and how it can adversely affect us, because believe me, the intention is to maintain slavery. There's nothing that the system that enslaves as a master of the system gives to anyone that it subjugates. And it actually has the facade, the trick of, you know, that they always do. So, yeah, that's very, very important, because we've already talked about, and they've already, and remember, from this administration, what was they so big on? Fake news. So this is how they get rid of all news that they don't want you to have. This is how they strengthen the mainstream media. This is how they prevent people from actually having access to having information so that you could be self-determining and sovereign. Because then what will you only see? The propaganda of the mainstream. And then you will be thinking that you are doing something in your best interest when you are doing exactly what they want you to do, because you are using their system. This is critical. Critical. I always say, you're going to turn the lights out at some point in some time. You just need to be ready for that. Be ready for it. So definitely that. And so I was looking for, because I saw it, I can't remember where I saw the guy, and I thought of Scotty right away. I know where I did, but I won't be able to catch it real quick. So let's get into what's in the news. And I'm going to tell you, that's probably, we need to do a show just on that itself. That's very critical, because one of the things before they have mass outward depopulation, first thing they do is destroy all the books. They burn the books. They hide the books. They seize the books. They seize information. And in today's world, the book, today's book is digital. Today's book, you're listening to books right now on Black Talk Radio Network with each program. Each program brings a chapter, verse, sentence, paragraph to what's going on. And it has always been people thinking for themselves has always been the biggest threat to the system of established subjugation and enslavement. So what do they have to do? Their number one thing is to control the overall propaganda that develops your belief system, your ideology, develops your core values. It's very, very important. Because if they're establishing your core values, they have control of your moral absolute. They control your moral absolute. Things that you consider as moral absolute. And this is how you will pick up a gun and attack somebody in some part of the world because they speak a different language and it don't even know them. Very, very critical what's going on here. The burning of the books in a new way, in a new phase is happening. So, definitely. So let's jump into what's in the news. Everything, I got it. I forgot. Was nothing that I was lost, so I was good. I just didn't refresh. So let's go. First article from what's in the news. We posted this one from Reuters, and things are heating up in it. Very much so. China will protect South Sea of China sovereignty. Beijing to Washington. China said on Tuesday, today, that it had irrefutable sovereignty over disputed islands in the South Sea of China after the White House vowed to defend international territories in the strategic waterways. White House spokesman, Sean Spicer, in his comments on Monday, signaled a sharp departure from years of caution. The U.S. said, this is very, very critical. I know I'm going to do a show just on what's going on in South Sea of China. I said that I always thought that this is where the first shot for World War III will be. And I actually talked to, there was a black talk show host, older gentleman that has a show on Sirius. And right when Pineda and the Joint Chief of Staff said that, hey, we want to give women, we want to have women to where they have more opportunity and we want more equality in the military, so women should be line staff officers so that they can be, on the Joint Chief of Staff and in charge of combat units so that they become four-star generals and everything else. Sounds good, like deregulation. Sounds good. There's some good things in it, but it's a setup and a trap. Here's what was so important with that. That was how I knew, and we talked about it, how that they were going to move towards drafting our daughters. And I remember when that happened, called into this one show, and it was a Joe Madison show. I called in the Joe Madison show, and I said, hey, this is a big problem. It has nothing to do with equality. And he said, what are you talking about? He got all upset and everything else. I said, it has nothing to do with equality. There's a reason why they did this so that they can draft our daughters and women into the military for combat service. And he said, it has nothing to do. Where do you come up with this stuff? And I realized, what he was all about. And I told him. I said, now, and the reason why they're doing this, and this was a while back, this was back in 2010, 2011, that because they're doing this because they plan on going to war with China. And he's like, where do you get all of this stuff? I said, because you just don't know what's really going on in the world, because either you don't, it's not your interest or whatever, you don't see, but that's good. He said, and then he kind of thought about it, and he said, well, I don't know about that. I ain't heard nothing about that, but you could be right. I don't know. It's exactly what's going on here. And I say that because that South Sea of China presents the perfect opportunity for the wealth transfer and the re-strengthening of what was lost by the system to people that have decided to no longer to play by their rules, to start to think for themselves and to develop their own sovereign and self-determining direction. The system is afraid of the momentum that's already been developed and growing and gaining and creating miracles and developing better ways, more efficient, effective, sincere ways of living. This is a huge threat to the system. So check out this article from Reuters, and we're going to talk about it as well. Next one. This one came from the board. European Union, not China nor Japan, is the biggest U.S. Treasury holder, and this is not a good sign. This is a major must read, because, ladies and gentlemen, this has everything to do with you, because you're the targets here. U.S.-based media have been reporting that Japan has become the biggest holder of U.S. Treasury, surpassing China last month. We talked about that. We need to rehash that. Very, very important. They're dropping U.S. Treasuries like crazy, and China's going to continue because the overall conditions and environments for war is definitely being laid. However, this is true only in regards to single countries. If we consider the European Union members, states, collectively, they appear to be the biggest holder of U.S. Treasuries. And why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because the EU is going to go into total dissolvement, because it was actually created and actually grafted to have structural flaws, so at the appropriate moment, when the appropriate stress and strain and weight is placed on it, it will crack. It's going to go down in a free fall faster than two buildings in New York in the early 2000s, in the late summer of 2001. And when that happens, that's going to bring your overall standard of living down. And this is going to increase the overall prison industrial complex, which is nothing more than the physical enslavement of people. This is very, very important, and we will definitely talk about this when we talk about we'll probably do this on Financial Fridays. We'll do that. So definitely you all please prepare for that. Come in with some stuff so that we can see that. And then also my man Roz said something from the Telegraph. Beijing hits back after the U.S. said it will defend interests in the South Sea of China. Has gone on the offensive over challenges made by Donald Trump's administration to claim the South Sea of China assessing its indisputable sovereignty in a region, and warnings the U.S. to act cautiously. And it warned the U.S. to act cautiously and to be careful of what it says. Very, very true. So things that we definitely need to know, and we'll talk about and engage this as well. And then my man Jambone sent me some. Thanks for that, Roz. And my man Jambone sent something as well. And this was satellite pictures show China move rushing nuke. Excuse me. Satellite pictures shows China rushing nuclear warheads to within firing distance of the West. And this came from the dailystar.co.uk. Gettys, we urge the United States to respect the fact that speaking and at the cautious to avoiding harming the peace. Hold on one second. I got to take this call.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
Freestyle.
Do we have you back, Dave? Okay, something has come up with Dave, so we're going to run this track from our Black Talk Radio's own Max Parthas. This is Freestyle with Nushi is the female. Dave, just let us know in the chat when you can come back.
Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me want to holler because it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, because it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, because they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen seven-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, because ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle without FCC sons of piles calling out files, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds, like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do, and freestyle so they can be them and you can be you. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free.
Sorry about that, everyone. My daughter was getting pulled over by the, you know, so had to stop what I was doing and just take care of her real quick. So she probably will be calling me back in a minute or so. So sorry about that interruption, but hey, life happens. That's what I had to do. So kind of threw me off. So I had to just calm her down for a little bit. So, but otherwise, all things is cool. So, and I appreciate you all bearing with us in that because you know once sometimes you get a feeling about things, and I say, oh no, I got to take this call. So had a feeling. So all right. So just before where we left off, I forgot where we left off. Actually, so oh my bad. So
China,
we were looking at what was in the news. Yeah, we're talking about China. Thanks, Scotty. There were satellite pictures showing China rushing nuclear warheads to within firing distance of the West. China's foreign ministers both. Excuse me. Let me read this whole thing. Geddes, we urge the United States. This is what China was saying. We urge the United States to respect the fact and speak at caution and avoid harming peace. This is what China said. China's foreign minister, both the U.S. and Russia are now in striking distance of China's intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of carrying 10 warheads. And so the overall, not only that, there were Chinese satellites that were actually moved and said to have been moved to position themselves to defend China in an offensive and defensive way. Okay, this is definitely growing. You need to know about these things. Next article came from the Global Times, and it was the Dang Feng 41s will bring China more respect. These are the nuclear ballistic missiles that China has. Nuclear deterrence is the foundation for China's national security, which must be consolidated with the rising strategical risk. And this came from Global Times. This is one of their official tabloid networks. Very, very, very important. And so critical, critical. That's very, very important. So China is militarily positioning themselves to defend themselves. And believe me, it's no coincidence. And it was talking about, but let me pull this up real quick. Before we go into the show. And let me pull this article up real quick. Bear with me, y'all, because I think this is very, very important. Then we'll jump into today's show. But just so you know, things are unfolding, and there are many surprises that are going to be unleashed in the very near future. This comes from Star Daily. Satellite picture shows China rushing nuclear warheads to within firing distance of the West. Superpower China has made the West sit up and take notice after reportedly moving long-range missiles to its border with Russia. Tensions, both U.S. and Russia, now in striking distance of Chinese missiles. Not only that, I wouldn't be surprised if Chinese submarines have redeployed and repositioned themselves strategically, but they're not telling you about that, but definitely something that you should know. Both the U.S. and Russia are now in striking distance of China. Intercontinental ballistic missiles carrying 10 warheads. The weapons are being moved to the central Henan region near eastern Heilongjiang province, Apple Daily reports. Butchered that one, but the latest tensions boiled over after the images of China's defensive arsenal in the area emerged, and you can see some of the so-called satellite images that are there. Let me move this down, and it goes on. It comes as China fired a warning at the U.S. to say, stay out of the South Sea of China dispute. And we definitely need to take a look at that. And we'll take the, in this, we got to, I'm going to bring that up after we read this. In contest ownership of the sea with the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Brunei, China foreign minister told the U.S., we urge the U.S. to respect the fact. Speak and act caution to avoid harming the peace and stability of the South Sea of China. Very, very, very direct words. Once again, they said, we urge the United States to respect the facts. Speak and act cautiously to avoid harming the peace and stability of the South Sea of China. And this is something that is very possible to be the beginning tensions of something more. So check out, let me move this down real quick, see if there's anything else. Oh yeah, here it is. Sorry, everyone, moving a little slow. In December, China launched 10 nuclear capable missiles in a show of strength, sorry about this, come on. Bear with me, y'all. In a show of strength to the U.S., military officials boasted the missile firings fired are capable of destroying the U.S. Asian Pacific bases at any time. Russia has looked at the U.S. after seeing satellite pictures of nukes being moved into position. Do you think that Russia has looked to the U.S. after seeing satellite pictures of nukes being moved into position? Kremlin officials are now desperately seeking closer relationships with Donald Trump. So that's a very, very important article for you to check out as this starts to unfold. So what I want to do also, we got 15 minutes before we go into the break. Then when we come out of the break, we'll go into today's show, which is important. But, of course, current events sometimes supersede what's happening. What I want to do real quickly is I want to bring up an article from the Reuters article from what was said today by China in regards to the South Sea of China from yesterday, when once again the current administration had re-emphasized that they were thought that China should set. Well, we'll look at it. We'll read it. They basically said Tillerson, Rex Tillerson, the nominee for Secretary of State, said in his nomination hearing that not only should China be made to stop developing the islands, but also China should not be allowed to have access to those islands. And that was a big shocker, and it basically was that would be an act of war in order to facilitate that. So there's an article in yesterday Spicer had re-emphasized that exact same thing. So here it is, which said at Reuters today, so that you need to know how close we are to different things, and things are going to come at a surprise. And a lot of how it does is it doesn't just continue to build. It builds, and then it's a quiet time, and then boom, it happens right then and there. So here we go. China says it will protect the South Sea of China's sovereignty. China on Tuesday said it had irrefutable sovereignty over disputed islands in the South Sea of China after the White House vowed to defend international territories in the strategic waterways. White House spokesman Sean Spicer, in his comments on Monday, signaled a sharp departure from years of cautious U.S. handling of the China assertive pursuit of territorial claims in Asia. The U.S. is going to make sure that we protect our interests there. You hear that? The U.S. is going to make sure that we protect our interests there, Spicer said. This is why the U.S. has a Navy with all its aircraft carriers, and the rest of the world doesn't have that, because they're not trying to invoke their interests throughout the world. Whenever the U.S. says that they have interests throughout the world, that means that they've stolen, stealing, and they're bullying their way through everything. This is nothing more than colonization and colonial imperial rule. That's what their interest is, and it always has been, manifest destiny. The U.S. will protect its interests, Spicer said when asked if Trump agreed with the comments by his Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson on January the 11th. Tillerson said China should not be allowed to have access to the islands it had built in the contested South Sea of China. It's a question of if those islands are in fact in international waters and not part of China's proper. Then, yet, we are going to make sure that we defend international territories from being taken over by one country, Spicer said. And isn't that amazing and so hypocritical? How many countries have this country colonized and destabilized and invoked their overall agenda of asset stealing and energy stealing throughout the world? So, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Han Junming told a regular news briefing on Tuesday, the United States is not a party to the South Sea of China dispute. China claims most of the South Sea of China, while Taiwan, Malaysia, Vietnam, Philippines, Brunei claim parts of the sea that command strategical sea lanes and has rich fishing grounds along with oil and gas deposits. And let me tell you, that is really the key, is assets, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've been trying to definitely push to you. The key to enslavement is to steal energy by way of assets. When you have no assets, someone else can very easily and methodically and historically and traditionally steal your energy. And another word for that is enslave you. So it goes on. China's sovereignty over the Spartan Islands and the South Sea of China are irrefutable, Han said. But China was also dedicated to protecting the freedom of navigation and wants talks with nations directly involved to find a peaceful solution. What is China talking about there? They don't even want to talk to the U.S. The U.S. has no interest in the South Sea of China. One of the reasons why, because those waterways is where a 64% of the world's productive goods move through.
Dave.
Very, very important. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
If I just might offer a slight correction, the U.S. does have interest there. They have an interest in stealing. That's what they have. That's what they've always done. Their whole history, man. For 200 years, since it's been in existence, they've always had an interest in stealing resources.
That's it. That's exactly, Scotty. That's their interest, and they want to uphold that. That's what they want to go back to, make America great again. Okay, so it goes on. We urge the United States to respect the fact, speaking and acting cautiously to avoid harming the peace and stability to the South Sea of China. What does that statement now? Really think about what that says. We urge the United States to respect the facts, speak and act cautiously to avoid harming peace and stability of the South Sea of China. They are saying that the United States continues to mouth off in a way that threatens the one China policy, they're going to take Taiwan back. That's what the speaking says. And the act cautiously is by them having any form of military presence where they are going to try to have freedom of navigation and to prevent China from continuing to develop those islands that's there in the South Sea of China. Now, just imagine if there was some country trying to do that to the Florida Keys or the Aleutian Islands. And it's getting bad. So that's what I read from there, that the speak has everything to do with Taiwan and the act has everything to do with involving the U.S. involving itself militarily, economically, or trying to bully its way into the South Sea of China. But the speak tells me that we are very close to all-out hot confrontation. So, and the article goes on. How much time we got? Okay, we got 8 minutes. Our actions in the South Sea of China are reasonable and fair, no matter what the changes happen in other countries, what they say or what they want to do. China's resolve to protect its sovereignty and maritime rights in the South Sea of China will not change, she added. China not backing down from this at all. And the U.S. can't back down from this because this has everything to do with... See, let me tell you something that's very, very important. Doesn't matter how many jobs they bring back to the United States. The key to manufacturing is more than just making something. The most important thing that's being misunderstood here is that the U.S. does not control the supply lines anymore. And it doesn't matter if you have a manufacturing plant and you don't have the supplies to stay in business. The supply end of everything is even larger than the manufacturing operation itself. The supplies that are necessary for manufacturing is even bigger, and it affects more people than the overall manufacturer. This is the trick that's going on here. And it's basically telling you by what you heard and the direction that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, they are telling you that war is coming. Because they can have all the manufacturing that they want, but they won't have the supplies to manufacture a darn thing. Because that supply chain, the U.S. has no control over. And it will have to invoke itself in the South Sea of China. It will have to get China to cooperate and to go back and to make a deal with China. And if they can't deal with China, then they have to physically deal with China. They have to physically deal with China. They're going to have to draft your daughters. They draft your daughters, then the depopulation program is in full effect and working well. And now, before we go, and it's very, very critical that we understand this. And it goes on. barring access to the island. Tillerson's remark at the Senate confirmation hearing prompted Chinese state media to say that the United States would need to wage war to bar China's access to the islands, where it had built military-length airstrips and installed weapon systems. Why do you think China put the military airstrips there and put the weapon system there? Because they knew the United States was going to try to do that. Mighty funny, China is not invading any country, but the U.S. has been nothing but purveyor of invasions throughout the world, bombings and everything else. So who has the moral high ground here? As you all know, it's not the United States. And whatever they tell you and how they're going to try to spin this is all lies. The thing about lies is they continue to spin. And it goes on. Tillerson was asked at the hearing whether he supported a more aggressive posture toward China and said, "We're going to have to send China a clear signal that first, the island building stops, and second, your access to those islands also is not going to be allowed." Where do you think all of this is being brought from, ladies and gentlemen? Being brought to you by Henry Kissinger and the overall system that put that minion in position to actually facilitate these things outwardly for you to see. But analysis said his comments like those of Spencer suggest the possibility of U.S. military actions or even a naval blockade, which is an act of war. And that's how they got Japan into it. Such action would risk an armed confrontation with China, an increasingly formidable nuclear arms military power. It is also the world's second largest economy and the target of Trump's accusations. It's stealing U.S. jobs. Well, first of all, it's not the second largest economy in the world. It is the largest economy in the world. Spencer declined to elaborate when asked how the U.S. could enforce such a move against China. Expected to say, I think as we develop further, I'll have more information on that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a big surprise that's coming. And we're almost finished. Here we go. Tillerson narrowly won approval from a Senate committee on Monday and is expected to win confirmation from the full Senate. Risk of dangerous escalation. Military experts say that while the U.S. Navy has extensive capabilities in Asia to stage blockade operations with ships, submarines, and planes, and such moves against China's growing Navy fleet would risk the danger of escalation. Let me give you a heads up, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear the word sunburn missile coming out pretty soon as it sinks one of the U.S. aircraft carriers, because that's what it's going to do. China has the sunburn missile. China's foreign ministry said earlier this month it could not guess what Tillerson meant by his remarks, which came after Trump's questions Washington's longstanding and highly sensitive One China policy over Taiwan. Washington-based South Sea China expert Hopper at the Center for New American Securities called the threats to bar China's access in the South Sea of China incredible and said it had no basis in international law. A blockade, which is what it would be required to actually bar access, is an act of war, she added. The Trump administration has begun to draw a red line in Asia that will almost certainly not be able to uphold, but they may nonetheless be very destabilizing to the relationship with China and invite crisis in the convenience of the rest of the world that the United States is in. Unreliable partner. And that's what's really going on. And let me tell you, China's not going to wait for the U.S. to move. They're going to destabilize this economy. And remember what China said, we will fund infiltration and acts of destabilizing your nation. That's what's going, and it's already happening, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, everyone, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show. But this is something that you needed to know as we move. Continue to prepare yourself. This is probably some of the most important stuff. So listen, everyone, you listen to Kando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-51. 510-9025. 866-510-9025. Give me a little more time. Daddy, let me call my daughter real quick. I'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Michelle. Okay, you here? Yeah, I mean, you said,
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
No, it really isn't. Because, see, people are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the Creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you believe in non-justice. And that doesn't make any difference what shade you are, or how tall you are, or who your cousin was, or anything like that.
I'm back, Dad.
Or what so-called nationality you have. Like a lot of people say that they take pride in being an Englishman, or take pride in being a Frenchman, or take pride in being Afrocentric. Well, you're not supposed to be proud of any of those things if you don't believe in justice. Because these words mean nothing. No nationality means anything. And waving a flag if you don't believe in not mistreating people. You've got to believe in not mistreating people, and you got to believe in helping people that need help the most. Otherwise, you don't even have any business breathing.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Thank you, Scotty, and everyone for bearing with me through that little extended stay. So all is cool. And you know what we really need to talk about? And, you know, we had Brother Davis had touched on this with dealing with being stopped. So I'm definitely going to talk about it. Some things, some very, very useful tactics that you can use to employ to get yourself out of situations. There's a time for everything. And so I'm definitely going to talk about preparing yourself for being stopped. We did it before. I'm going to do it again relatively very, very soon. So I just want to say I really appreciate you all. Thank you all. I felt the energy and the hedge that you placed around our family. Let me tell you, man, my family is everything to me. So, but everything is fine. All is good. So let's jump back into today's show. So just before we went into the commercial break, we're talking about the advent of things that are happening. You need to really, really follow what's going on. Now, one of the things also that I want to do today's show is that the system always lays a trap, and it has to do with vaccinations, and this is what this hour is going to be about. I want to play a take this from a while ago on Cerebrally Naive Network, so I'm going to play it so you can hear about something. Then we need to talk about some of the things, and because right now I'm going to talk about that. And there's some misconception about some things that we really need to be careful of, because as they start to weigh on, and I'm going to tell you, this is all encompassing of control. As you move into, if you look at if you look at people here, they've been targeted and they've been set up for receivership here. And not only receivership of property, but receivership of energy. The system wants to make us, make you sick, incapacitate you in mentally, physically, spiritually, and it does it by various different means. There is a movement, a faddish movement of depopulation to where we are not populating and bringing forth people now. And there's a real agenda behind that. And then there's also an agenda to get people as sick as they possibly can be and to attack by way of the different paths and different tactics that are being used. And we really need to know. So I want to talk about, in this last hour of the show, the system always lays a trap of vaccinations. So there's a couple of things I want to bring to your exposure. If you would like to jump in on this conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this. I want you to really pay attention and listen. This is I did this a while ago. Very, very important. Then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about this one drug, but it's not just this drug. It's so much more to this all, because it's all of them. And I want to give you a heads up on what's happening right now, currently, which is a facade of what's really to come. So let's hear this. And this came from a Cerebrally Naive Network. A lot of you call it CNN, which is okay. It's up to you. So hold on. Here we go. Let me just stage this. One sec.
Truvada, it's been on the market for some time, but now for the first time, it's been approved as what's being called a prevention drug. How significant is this?
Well, it's significant because this is the first time that we have an approved drug by the FDA for the prevention of HIV infection. We have approximately 30 drugs that have been approved for the treatment of HIV infection, but this adds now to that comprehensive toolkit, as we call it, of multiple different ways to prevent HIV infection. It isn't supposed to be primary for everyone. You mentioned correctly, for people at high risk, such as men who have sex with men, or people who are in a couple relationship where one is infected and the other isn't, it's not meant as a substitution for other types of prevention, but it is a very important milestone, and that is the first time that an anti-HIV drug has been approved by the FDA for prevention as opposed to just treatment.
As you know, some people are concerned, Dr. Fauci, that it could be an excuse to now engage in unprotected sex. Is there a real concern for you?
Well, that's always a concern, but there really is a lot of effort when you talk about what is being done in making people aware of the things that they need to do. And the emphasis on the part of the drug company, on the part of the FDA and the CDC, about this not being a substitute, that you still need to utilize and implement the other prevention measures. Importantly, you need to make sure that you're not infected when you start on the drug, because this is not a drug for treatment. Even though it's used in treatment, it isn't the full component of treatment. So people need to make sure that they go get tested and make sure they're negative before they start on that. And again, it's not for everyone. It's for people in the high-risk categories.
Is there any proof, Dr. Fauci, that this drug could cut HIV transmission rates?
Well, there's no doubt about it, because if you look at the data from the clinical studies that you mentioned, Wolf, in the men who have sex with men, it's decreased by 42% effective. And then, in fact, if you look at people who actually really did take the drug, it's higher than 42%. That's all comers. Some people do not take their drug regularly, and in the heterosexual study, it's as high as over 70%. So there's no doubt from the clinical studies that if implemented, if people adhere to the regimen of one pill a day, that it will significantly decrease the acquisition of infection on the part of the person who's taking the drug.
Will this drug be covered by, let's say, health insurance or Medicare or Medicaid for that matter?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I can't make that statement right now. It was just approved. That would be up to the appropriate agencies to make that decision.
Big picture, and give us the really big picture, because you've been a pioneer in this area for so many years. What does this mean in the overall fight against HIV and AIDS?
What it really means, Wolf, is that we have another scientifically evidence-based mechanism of prevention of infection. If you look at the different ways to prevent infection, there's a whole constellation of them. We refer to it as combination prevention. This is a very important addition to that comprehensive prevention toolkit that we have.
All right, so wanted to play that for you all. And a couple of things that I wanted to say. This is a part of today's show. Would love to hear from you at any time. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Chavada, this was a old recording. We did, this was like in 2012, okay? Now, Chavada is also known to, as others would say, to cause HIV. There are a lot of people in the medical field that says it causes it, or not the medical field, scientifically they say it causes it. There are people that actually, in my opinion, that are more credible, says that this stuff causes it. And this isn't something that we should bark at, because this is biological warfare that we're going on. Remember this, when they talk about having safe sex, they created the appropriation of and the establishment of our population and our species. They made it disease-filled. And the disease-filledness that they put into it is all been done by biological warfare. The system hates population. Because the more people we have, the more of a threat, a credible, clear, and present threat to their overall system is there. So then they come and they start with young people from the earliest ages, and then they come with these diseases and all these other things that they actually created themselves, and then they put that into the overall population to get people sick so that they would be more apt to listen and to believe. And to follow by blind faith, have blind faith in the medical, in the pharmaceuticals, have blind faith in this system that is here to protect you when in actuality is here to do something much more and even further and greater. Now, there's an article that I posted at NPR, and it says, and this one, I'm going to pull it up. You got to pull this up, and then I want to check out another article that was just talking about just the opposite. This came from NPR.org. Spreading the word about HIV prevention for African American women. And this came out this month, but what you heard from Cerebrally Naive Network was from 2012 when they first started the clinical testing and everything else, and it was first released, approved. And in that time, this was all you've heard about how this the HIV virus was actually created by scientifically created, laboratory created in a lab and interjected into the population. And they did that because it offered a double-edged sword. It prevented people from maintaining the overall species development while depopulating as well by way of sickness. And this is why they had it, you know, and it worked so well. They had that grow until everybody knew about it. They sing about it. This is how you know it's a campaign, ladies and gentlemen, against you. And you have to think about it. Is this natural, or did some people produce this for their overall good and gain? And I'm going to tell you, it had more than just profits. Of cash had everything to do with the profit of stealing energy. So it goes on. Here's very, very important. Spreading the word about HIV prevention for African American women. African-American women are more likely to be infected with HIV than other women, and many don't know it. So public health officials have advocated for trying to get the word out about PREPs, pre-exposed perpetuates. It is daily medication that helps to prevent HIV infection. Now, I'm going to ask you something before I read any more. How many times are we going to continue to allow the system that enslaves us all to continue to do it? When are we going to stop having faith in this system completely? Because nothing has changed, it's only maintained the overall continued path of destruction and the stealing of energy, subjugation and enslavement. Article continues. This is all about empowering women. Lie, lie, lie. Especially black women. By giving them sexual health options and also embarking on a path of research. Now, I'm going to just say this, and this is said by Linda Blunt, president of the Black Women's Health, a nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to just say this. The pharmaceutical companies have been a part of the overall toxification of people to maintain enslavement. It does not help or cure anything. It's been the creation of problems because they are putting synthetic things in your natural body. They have no intention. They give the appearance that they have your best intentions in their ceremony of death and destruction. The organization is helping to launch the capital's first citywide program to promote the use of PREP among women. The medication is sold under the brand name of Truvada. Was approved by the FDA administration in 2012 to prevent HIV infection. Research conducted in Africa, where HIV transmissions in heterosexual couples is common. And I'm going to tell you, where did all this stuff come from? It was never natural. It was man-made and created and induced. And they've been doing this from 2012. And they understand the overall human body is that you destroy it methodically and slowly. And then you have within it, you intoxify the bodies. Look at how, really look at how we are health-wise compared to many, many years ago. Because it's the accumulative effect that's destroying us. And this, once again, is one of the best depopulation programs, as well as Planned Parenthood, as well as creating diseases to infect the body so that you can have what they now term as safe sex. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That's depopulation. To keep you from producing and evolving the species. But it's by blind faith. See, we all say, no, they're doing that to help you because of these. What about these diseases? Well, where did these diseases come from? Just like all of a sudden, all of these mass shootings, all of a sudden it popped up from out of nowhere, and because they developed it in the laboratory and then put it out into, it's not organic. It's biological, synthetic. And I don't believe them, nor should you. So it goes on. I'm going to just read this, and then we're going to move to the second part, why we did this. The medication, which is sold under the brand name, oh, we talked about, we hit that one. It's found that it is effective in preventing HIV infection when one partner is HIV positive, if the daily pill is taken consistently, and can reduce the risk of HIV infection by up to 92%. So I would say to you, do you trust and believe this? After the historical truths Why do we have faith in this, in this overall system? You know, cancer has been around for a while, and it's been very profitable in so many different ways. And if you look at it from a holistic standpoint, when there are treatments for every disease that man has created, the great creator has a herb that cures it. This is nothing more than an extension of the depopulation program that we need to wake up to. And this is going to be something that is going to become faddish in our community, like all of the other fads of destruction that we buy into, because we have blind faith in the system. And blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Now, there's also another article that we should talk about, and or I just want to make known to you. And this is a designed depopulation program, in my opinion. And it's up to you to make this decision on it. It says, now this other article, the U.S. government has been given the green light to aggressively push HIV drugs that hasten the onset of AIDS to millions of African Americans. And where do you all of this think, where do you know that this is coming from? It's going to be coming from the CDC, the FDIC, excuse me, the FDA, the Federal Death Administration. And if you know anything about the Federal Death Administration, how they came into existence would tell you everything. We don't know those things. It came in existence because they wanted to get colloidal silver out of, they wanted the people to stop taking colloidal silver so that they would start taking their synthetic drugs and become sick. That's why the FDA was created, to get rid of what works naturally. So we got a caller in queue, I guess. I'm not on the board.
No, that's me.
Real quick, let me just... that's you, Scotty?
Yeah, I had unmuted myself. I wanted to ask a question and make a comment in terms of at-risk population. Who falls into those groups? Who are more at risk than any group in the United States, behind the enemy lines of the United States? That will be black males who have slave status, who are on a prison plantation. Okay, they will be at risk, and then their families when they get out. All right, so I could see them imposing forced vaccination on them because they don't have no rights, because they slaves, and they'll do it under the guise of preventing HIV transmission when you should be preventing rapes in prison. Your thoughts on that, Dave?
Exactly, Scotty, because this is, you have to remember, where did this come from? This comes from Manifest Destiny. They've been using biological warfare to subjugate and enslave people for centuries and millions of years. This is just nothing more than a continuance of it, but they do it differently now. But it's the same effect. I don't care what someone says. I don't care what their creed is. I care what their deeds are. And this article says, the public health officials are being urged to prescribe PrEPs onto patients who are at greater risk of contracting HIV virus, mainly gay men and African Americans. Let me tell you something about, like me or not, doesn't matter. You don't really realize that you've been all attacked and you're under continuous biological attack. And one of the fads, yes, it's been around for a while, but one of the exploding fads is depopulation by way of sexual orientation. Like it or not, the agenda is they make you think that people are doing something that they want to do. Yes, the choice is always yours, but little did you know that that Bill Gates was behind was behind medicine and pharmaceutical and drugs to actually target what was called the gay gene, because they were putting it in people, they were creating it, and they renamed it by what? They were doing this by what they've been putting in so many different things, the medications, the vaccinations, the food, and everything else. This is a biological attack on people. And this is why this fad has exploded. And it has nothing to do with your choices. What do I mean by that? Yes, you have the choice to be one thing, but you don't even know. What choice do you have when you're chemically, when you've been chemically altered? Is it really a choice, or is it under influence that you're not seeing and that we're speaking about? And then look at the end result of it all. And then they made it popular. Then they accessorize it. Then they promote it. I'm not against any person on their decisions. That's none of my freedom ends where someone else's begins, and your freedom damn sure ends where mine begins. So I say this, even though I'm not saying something that's popular, have you thought about that you've been had, like I've been had, you've been had, and we've been had? So get mad at me if you want to, while they will continue to maintain the overall Nazi program of depopulation, brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente, Kaiser family. They came to this country after their overall medical experiments, because you don't know history. And you are speaking from, and you have an don't have an understanding of the evil you're dealing with, and you're upholding it by not questioning it. I have no death or ill will to pass to you. I have no hatred or anger towards you. What I ask is that you love yourself and question everything. We got a caller, and I'm going to go back to this. Let's go to this caller that's in queue. And this caller is 704, area code 704. Go ahead, caller. Yes. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your question or comment?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Oh, it's a beautiful song. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Just wanted to make a comment.
Yes.
They are pushing this vaccine called HPV on children who are about to be preteens. And reluctantly, a family member got the vaccine for their child, and the child became deathly sick. Had to take a few days out of school. And she done it against her will, but, you know, the doctors are promoting it and pushing it. In addition to that, when you look at how they're pushing the so-called flu shots, and if you just do a general consensus on everyone you know who gets the flu shot, a high percentage of them become sick anyway. So it's
true.
Imperative that we just open our eyes and realize that all they're doing is pushing death. So that was just a comment that I wanted to make.
Well said, sister, and so true. And I just want to thank you for the call. Looking forward to hearing from you again, and you make great points. And, you know, one of the things about the vaccinations is that you have to just trust the garb that they wear. You ever notice that the doctor's attire and the judge's attire is basically one and the same, because there's a ceremonial position of that is being practiced here. It's a ceremonial cult that's being practiced here. And these vaccinations are destroying. I have nothing against what anyone chooses to do. in their overall search for love and search for companionship. That's not where I have the problem. But where I do have the problem is where they, when people are being attacked so that the overall depopulation program can work more effectively. And that's what this is all about. And it puts us in a very keen, in a very keen position of disadvantage and danger. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Like the sister that called and said, if it was such, if it was something that was good for you, then why does it have to be synthetic, and why is it going in without any, without telling you what it is, and why isn't it something that is holistic and natural? Because for every disease that's ever been created by man or natural, there's an herb to cure it because it works. Why isn't that because being pushed? Because that would bring about more population and a healthier population. That's the threat. Listen, everyone, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. The Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Now, what I want to do in this last half hour, I would love to talk to you. If you have, express your comments, you know, express, you know, what it is that you think that's so important. Now, one of the things that I want to also share with you, there are a couple of things. There's actually, they're trying to force vaccination on young people in Oklahoma. California's already done it. So I don't care what their laws are. In moral laws, no one has to obey. And they could talk about the lies of everything, how that these children and everyone else is going to be a threat to the general population because they're sick. No, that's not the case. Is that you made them sick. And not only that, more importantly, what is in these vaccinations? And how can it be tested for it to be true? And who the heck to hell are you to impose yourself on somebody's body? It sounds crazy in the South Sea of China, but it's even crazier to me when they try to attack your sovereignty by mandating that this is what you're going to do, else we're going to force you to do it. Well, it's just going to be a damn fight that we're going to have because my free will says no. And I don't care what your free will says because your free will is trying to encroach on mine, and that's where it ends. Regardless of who you are, there is no threat that you can impose on people when we decide to be sovereign and self-determining. Then we will see that we will need no, we will have no need for rulers. One of the biggest ruling organizations that need to be disposed and get rid of is the Supreme Court. These individuals sit on a bench that actually exacerbates and upholds enslavement for their whole entire lives. Get out of here with that. When are we going to really, really make a stand on sovereignty and self-determination? And we can do it. One second, Brother Davis, and we can do it, and we can do it individually first. That's the most important thing. Listen, we got Brother Davis in queue. So, Brother Davis, go ahead, brother.
Good evening. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brother Davis.
Listen, I want to touch base on tomorrow night's show. Your show is exceptional as usual, and it's very informative. But I want to touch base on what I'm saying have planned for tomorrow night's show. And really, it's all about collaboration and building alliances. Now, why do I say collaboration and building alliances? Because as one single voice, you may not be heard. So there's an old saying, I don't have to like you for us to have something in common. Another thing is, this old saying is, politics have nothing in common but causes. And we have causes that are in common with other people. We are not the only people that are being attacked. And if you've noticed, most of the people that should have had the flu are the same people that got the flu shot. Does that tell you something? And a lot of times we fail to realize that we are not getting sick because we're starting to wake up to what we eat and how we're eating it. But when the numbers don't add up to them, they look at it from a different perspective. And they look at it from the perspective of us groups and no longer the numbers. Because literally, a lot of people fail to realize that their propaganda is working on them just as well as it is us. So money is not king and it doesn't rule. But that's what they want you to believe. So tomorrow night's show will be definitely on collaboration and building alliances. And a lot of times, those things will not require a relationship. And understand how I said that. Relationships are not a prerequisite to collaboration. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night's show, brothers and sisters, please, because these are the tools that we're going to have to use to incorporate the volume of our voices. And the best part about it is that your issues are the same issues as other people. But if they can't hear you speak on them or reflect on them, they're going to assume that you don't care about them when you do. So we're going to have to take a position. Let's let our voices unite and become a greater volume for our purpose. And at the end, if we get a chance, I also like to speak on this budget that's literally being passed. That's going to be a it's going to be a ground shaker on a number of levels. So it's going to be an interesting night tomorrow night. I look forward to having you call in and participating in the show and bring your ideas and your wisdom, because as Dave always says, we set this up to be a, it's not a monologue, it's a, what's the term, Dave?
Dialogue.
It's a dialogue. There you go. All right, thank you, brothers, and look forward to seeing you and listen to you tomorrow night, brothers.
Peace. Much friend. You know, Brother Davis absolutely said it absolutely correct. Relationships is not a requirement for collaboration. It should be a necessity. We actually have to have a collective prudence among ourselves. So important. So we got two other callers in queue. Before we go to those two other callers, hold on, Oklahoma and PA. I'm going to just put you on mute real quick, caller out of PA, 215. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to just put you because it's a little loud. I'm going to come right back to you, and hold on 1 sec. Oh, shoot. I'm hoping it, yeah, there he is. Okay, cool. Now, just before we go to the callers, one of the things that I want to express real quickly before we go back to the callers. There was a raid on CDC that was reported to happen, and it was ordered by Trump. And FBI to raid CDC over vaccination autism cover-up. And it had everything to do, and we talked about this with a while back, and it had everything to do with one of the whistleblowers to it all, and that was Dr. William Thompson. But here was the key. That sounds good about the overall raid and everything else. See, this is what they're going to try to do. They realize that people are starting not to trust in the overall vaccination. So what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to strategically demolish it so that they can build it back up even stronger for their agenda. They're going to make it to where you trust vaccinations even more. And this is the key, because one of the things I want to go to callers right now,
One of the things that Trump said, and it's going to say, people are going to applaud and everything else, you know, but see, the devil is always in the details. They are strategically setting you up once again for failure and even further failure. Here's what was said. And this is when he was running. He said, Donald Trump said, if I was president, I would push for proper vaccination, but would not allow one-time massive shots that a small child couldn't take, autism. And because of that, that's true. It kills them. It's too much. There's autism and everything else that he's asking. But see, this is the thing. There is no such thing as a proper vaccination. The only thing that's proper is for a natural body not to be actually adversely affected or intoxified by synthetic means. The natural body has to be treated naturally by natural means, by other living organisms and entities, then it will have balance. There is no proper vaccination. See, this is what they're going to push. And they're going to do it by having the appearance or the theatrical events like they're really trying to help you. And all the cameras will be there and all of the great, and they're going to put some people on trial, put some people in jail and do all this other stuff, but the system will gain even more leverage. Stop falling for it. When we walk away from the system, then we can start walking in the paradise. So let's get to our two callers. We're going to go. We got our brother. There's a caller out of Oklahoma. So welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show out of Oklahoma. What's your question or comment?
Peace, brother.
Peace, my man.
I just had a real quick question concerning the vaccination. They are forcing the children, you know, if you're going to go to the public schools, which, yeah, that's not going to happen with mine, but if they want to go to the public schools, they have to be vaccinated, they have to have their shot records and so forth. So isn't the purpose of the vaccination to eradicate or to prevent infection or transmitting, you know, these viruses and so forth? Isn't that the whole purpose of the vaccination?
Yep.
So if all of the kids in school are vaccinated and mine isn't, then, I mean, your kids should be cool, right?
Yeah, right. Well, see, what they're saying is that, no, but your child is going to get everybody sick. Well, wait a minute.
But they're vaccinated.
But wait a minute. But didn't you have everybody else vaccinated? So it shouldn't work. So your vaccination don't work.
That's all I wanted to add, brother. I love y'all, man. Peace, brother Scotty.
Man, well said. Well said. Well, if all the other kids is vaccinated, then there ain't no need for ours to be. So, we got another caller out of PA.
I'm going to take it out.
Error code 215. You're on with a Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Yes. My name is Seymour. I'm calling out of San Diego. How you doing today?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Man,
what's going on down in San Diego, man? I see and hear different things are going on from out of Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico, they kind of took a step back, I guess, like the rest of the world, to watch the inauguration of President Trump. So I've no doubt they'll fire back up in the coming weeks. Really, everyone's just been kind of excited because we finally got rain, so the drought is kind of over. But that's another conversation for another day. Got to give respect where it's due. You know, I appreciate Tando Radio. You've been killing it these past 2 weeks. Like, some great conversations. I got to go back and listen to them. Shout out to Brother Davis on the episode of Wise Wednesday, like a week or two ago, about deception. Because speaking to the point that you brought up in the first half, or the earlier in this episode, did you hear the one about the famous matchmaker from Atlanta who gave advice to single black females? Who was like, hey, I'm having a hard time finding a man. She was like, well, if you're having a hard time finding a man in Atlanta, maybe you should look into dating or entering into relationships with bisexual men. You heard anything about that one?
Whoa, no.
Bruh, it's out of control out here right now. So yeah, the number one female, like, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she's a female matchmaker out of Atlanta. And she actually came out of her mouth and told all the black women who are having a hard time finding men in the city to consider bisexual men. Because clearly, nothing could go wrong. Like, it's not like you're going to be the one who gets turned out in the end, right?
Wow. Like,
yeah, it's, yeah. So I'm going to have to jump on BTR and see if I can send the link to that one, because that one's nuts. And then the other one that caught me off guard today is Bill Gates is actually in an interview on record stating that he's trying to work with this incoming cabinet and presidency, and he's trying to work on a quote-unquote DNA fixing gene.
Yeah.
So basically he's like, oh, yeah, well, we got the technology and I got the money, so we should find a way to repair the human genome. And it's like, what do you mean? How you repair the human genome when it's not broken? He's like, oh, don't worry, we can still fix it. Like, the future is now, man. We're living in some trying times, man. I don't know. It wasn't really like a question or anything. It was more of a comment, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that dude is, he is the walking death. I call him, the Grim Reaper with glasses, and everybody with glasses and cash that everybody likes. There's nothing sincere about Melinda and Bill Gates. They've been going all over this world destroying lives, and they're perpetuating this vaccination control and subjugation of vaccination. This is all, in my opinion, he comes out of his own mouth about we need to depopulate. Well, I wish him and Melinda would set the example for everybody then.
Mm-hmm.
Do it yourself. This is what we have. This is, and, you know, we can't control their free will, but we definitely need to definitely gather ours in a way through collective prudence to ensure that those individuals, their free will only works on them, and it stops where ours begins, because they mean no good, nothing, and it's all deceptive. All deceptive. So that dude is more than satanic. Is his cultural practice is a cultic practice of depopulation is historically noted. And so
yeah, man.
He's taken over for David Rockefeller.
Gross.
So, man, great call as always, brother. Stay in touch, stay in tune. But no, I had no clue about someone advising, maybe should be looking at bisexual relationships. You know, well, this is what's been created popular, and it's all mainstream media and everything else. When the things that really matter and is truly healthy for everyone is not. It's nothing wrong with you making your choice of who you want to spend your life with. That's like I said, that's fine. But what if that was influenced by way of chemical intoxication? When you've been intoxified and all of this is, because let me tell you something. If it was such a thing, like once again, it just took off like wildfire and is completely a faddish thing where people are wearing different things this is all a setup. And the objective is depopulation. The method is vast. They have different tools in their overall toolbox of destruction and enslavement of people that they use. And this is one. Because look at what the end result that it does. It perpetuates the created diseases that are laboratory manufactured. It destabilizes
the overall population, where it no longer is able to replenish, and it's being controlled. This is population control, folks. This is why those organizations, such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they said that they are looking to target the so-called gay gene. Why? Because they've been in the laboratories to create it artificially and synthetically, which they can patent. This is why they don't have to tell you what's in their drugs. And if you ever wanted to be really healthy, walk away from the medicine cabinet and walk into the garden. But in today's world, they're destroying the garden as well, because it's a threat to enslavement. It's a threat to energy stealing. It's a threat to the system. This is why you have Fukushima. This is why you have nuclear power plants. This is why you have the destruction of the environment, the ecosystem. This is why what the great creator built perfectly is under attack. And then you know what we do? We proclaim a relationship with the great creator when we have a relationship with a God. And that God is the overall system that man has created in deceptive forms. And it's actually a dogma. Why it switched. It just switched it. So, man, so many things that we need to energize ourselves and create our own environments. All of the answers to all of the problems and the solutions to everything starts with you and how you execute your free will. I live by individually that my freedom ends where someone else's begins, and theirs definitely ends where mine begins, because that's a choice of me. So with that being said, I just want to thank you all for those that call. The brother out of San Diego, the brother out of Oklahoma, the sister out of North Carolina, Brother Davis, as always. And, who else did we have? Oh, Scotty chimed in. And so just truly, truly appreciate you all. And listen, the truth is much stranger than fiction. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth. They want to maintain the overall political correctness of things, because politically correct is always morally wrong, has nothing to do with the truth. Be a truth seeker. And when you find the truth, don't hide yourself from it. Stand with it. But if you choose not to stand with the truth, it doesn't need your support. It stands alone. Learn to stand alone as yourself. It won't make you popular. It won't make you a bunch of friends. It won't be politically correct, but you'll be morally sound. Much love and much respect to you all. Just want to say thank you for listening to Kando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Remember, before you ask for a fortune, to make sure you give one away. Please don't misinterpret what I said. I have nothing against people's choices, but what I do have a problem with is people invoking themselves to enslave the mass and past population. Hold on, I think we got 2 minutes. We got a caller that just came in. My man, go ahead, Chief.
Hey, what's up, Brother Dave? How you doing, sir?
Good, brother.
Hey, I wanted to speak into what you were talking about when it comes to AIDS. And I agree with you 100%, Brother Dave, that the attack is definitely on for black women. There's a book called AIDS, Opium, Diamond, and Empire by a sister by the name of Nancy Turner Banks. And she specifically was speaking to how black women are easily targeted by these HIV tests, and that there's a certain chemical that comes into black women's systems naturally, especially as they're moving towards some type of, I think, more with pregnancy. And it increases the level that the HIV test grab for. So what she was
triggers.
Saying is these HIV triggers, that these HIV tests are really false positives. Her statement is that black people in general should avoid taking a HIV test, period, because it's a false positive and they're pulling you into this concept of you being HIV positive. Yeah, man, it's real positive. They definitely going after
you. Key, this is a bomb that you dropped because it's so true. And then what happens is that the treatment actually gives you the overall. You know what? They're also doing this with, I heard about, they're also doing this with cancer. They're telling people, well, you don't have cancer, but we want to prevent it by giving you chemo. What?
Right, right. Crazy. What?
This is because it's worked so well before, actually, to what T is talking about. But wait, T, listen, man, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. Man, call back, because what you said is just another dynamic to this. It's so important.
Yes, sir.
Much love, much respect. All right, everyone, we'll talk to you later. Man, T, definitely call back. Scotty, we're going to get ready to get out of here because I know another show is coming on. Man, TJ just dropped it, and this is the extension of it all. All right, everyone, much love, much respect. We'll talk to you later. Peace.